our membership to their Marietta.
Do you think it's an important, church is an important thing for people in Roswell in this area?
I think it's important to a lot of people in Roswell, yes.
Do you think it's gotten more important nowadays, or do you think it was more important back when you were younger to go to church, do you think? Just a
thing. Well, the churches are a lot different now, so it's hard to say.
How so?
But back then, church was very important. And like I said, we had it once a month, and it was very important then to be at our church when we had service. We did have weekly prayer services in homes, mm-hmm. in people's homes, every week. But it's important to a lot of people in Roswell now, but I think they're a lot more modern and that sort of thing than we were.
Did they have social gatherings around the church? Did you go to church parties at all?
No, my church didn't have any of that.
No.
What kind of social activities people do then when you were growing up? What kind of activities were a social event?
What kind of activities were a social event? Were family gatherings, a family reunion once a year, and that was such a big thrill.
Where'd you go for it?
We had ours at
you had it in Grant Park. You know what Grant Park is?
Grant Park.
I've heard it, but I can't.
That's where the monkeys are.
Where the zoo is.
Oh, okay, yep.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They went down there to see their cousins. The apes and the gorillas and the zoo
was much more important than the family was.
Yeah.
We couldn't wait to eat, and the kids eat and take off to the zoo because there was a ice cream man pushing the ice cream box. Mm-hmm. And that was so exciting. They'd give us money to get ice cream out of the ice cream box. That and these weekly prayer services and church was just about it, because everybody was working, mm-hmm. so there wasn't a lot of time for socializing.
I played on the basketball team at the high school. Oh. That was
good team. Were you winning?
Well, we had a decent team, but it wasn't a great team.
He was good though.
Any other
I believe you're stretching the point there a whole lot there.
No, I'm not.
I know you are.
I have a picture of you jumping up, putting that ball up.
They can do wonders.
Yeah, they can do wonderful pictures.
Did you do other sports besides basketball, or were you one sport kind of guy?
I was just one sport. I went out for football for a few days. in the ninth grade, on the first day of school, I walking to school and a pickup truck hit me and knocked me in the bushes, and I was all bruised and scratched up. Looked like I'd been run over a truck. So the football coach says anybody that can withstand a truck hitting them needs to go out for football. Mm-hmm. So the first thing he did was put me up against a guy that ended up being an All-American football player at the University of Georgia. And he was worse than the truck. So after about 2 or 3 weeks of him beating me up every day, I quit.
Understandable.
You remember his name?
His name was Robert. And he probably graduated from University of Georgia probably in about 1952.
When you were growing up, what kind of clothes did people wear? What was the style? What was the fashion of the time? What did you wear? What did your friends dress up in?
Well, we never wore pants. Mm-hmm. Never. Girls never wore pants.
Our pants.
Anyway, we wore skirts and sweaters. And, what did you say?
Our pants.
No, we wore bloomers.
That's what I was talking about.